Esteemed colleagues, thank you, Secretary General, for calling this meeting. It comes at a crucial point in time. The humanitarian situation in Afghanistan is alarming, and the outlook is dire, as already stated by others here today. I commend the commitment by the UN and the humanitarian community. We must continue to stand by the people of Afghanistan in this hour. We must mobilize the necessary humanitarian response, not only for Afghanistan, but also in support of the neighboring countries that host large numbers of Afghans. Unhindered access to people at risk in respect of the humanitarian principles must be ensured. Female staff must be allowed to carry out humanitarian work. The international community must stand together in its unified messages to the Taliban. In support of this, I am announcing today an additional humanitarian contribution of $38 million. This brings the total Danish humanitarian support to Afghanistan to $80 million since the start of this year. Also, the Danish private sector is stepping forward. Novo Nordisk Foundation and LEGO Foundation have announced generous contributions. Denmark has, alongside many of you, maintained a steadfast commitment to Afghanistan for over 20 years now. Danish development and humanitarian support over the years amounts to more than $1.2 billion. Together, we have achieved important results. Child mortality has dropped to half. 9 million children have enrolled in schools, of which 40% were girls. The role of women in politics and in civil services increased considerably. The political context has now changed, but our solidarity with the Afghan people remains. The prospects for Afghan women and girls are particularly heartbreaking. We must support their dreams and aspirations. Denmark currently leads the call to action on protection from gender-based violence in emergencies. We call on everyone to prevent, mitigate, and respond to gender-based violences in Afghanistan. More than ever, the people of Afghanistan need our united support. Thank you.